I could tell you a thousand stories about my incidents with cops. Black kid from Brooklyn, it's the same story. It's not like it's abnormal. I hear the sirens when I'm in my car, no matter what time of day, time of night it is, and my PTSD sinks in. All the afflictions you get from being around overly aggressive, the nature of overly aggressive police enforcement over a lengthy period of time, your whole life, it just causes a certain ripple effect. So those fears still live with me. Now I'm in an opportunity space where I can say something. But I think it's our responsibility. If you were a musician and you came from an environment that you now talk about, that you now represent, you're the ambassador of an environment that people look to for a source of inspiration and new information, even if it comes from suffering and poverty, then your responsibility is to make sure that they're informed. Your responsibility is to make sure you raise your hand and you stand firm for them. That's your job. That's the job. I'm supposed to represent them well. I'm not in government or politics. I'm just in people. I'm a person in the belief system of people. People matter. Wow. What my hope is for 2021? What is my hope for 2021? I look forward to more cops being trialed for their tragic behaviors. I look forward to a police force across the country that's more tolerable. I look forward to less pat-downs and random searches for people of color. I look forward to people seeing the effects of the wrong they're doing and changing the behaviors. The real superheroes are the people that don't wear the capes. The real superheroes were the people that weren't afraid to march when COVID started. The people that were protesting, that were actively using their platform for things that mattered. In 2020, my song Rose is becoming a huge hit record, and I had the opportunity to shoot the music video for it. My song is the number four record in the country, and I can't be more excited, but at the same time, the balloon pops because outside they're protesting. I couldn't clap for myself because people were struggling. And as much as I wanted to go run into a protest, that wasn't the right thing to do at that time either. So I thought, what's the best way to utilize my resources? And I donated it to bail relief, to bail protesters out, to support people who had to defend themselves in court. And I think inspiring people to have a voice, inspiring people to raise their hand, to take action, I said a lot.